safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
What's happening? www.blogtalkradio.com/K100radio. I'm your host, Blizzard, man. Thanks for tuning in to the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show, man. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. I'm going to be, let me see here. Oh, I'm going to be doing a talk segment tonight, man. I'm doing a talk segment tonight. And I haven't done a talk segment in, I don't know, man. It's been a long time. It's been a real long time since I've done a talk segment. But tonight I'm going to be discussing episode 416 of the show. Hey, it's been that many of them? Episode 416. Guns. Yes, guns. Guns and hip-hop. That's what we're talking about here on the show, man. Again, the number to dial into the show, 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. Basically, I'm going to go ahead and read the rundown of the show. 713. Somebody jumped on the phone line. As soon as I jumped on the phone line, like right when I got on here, it was already right at the same time. Shouts out to them. I don't know who that is. We'll find out in a second. But that's basically what I'm going to be talking about tonight. Of course, you know, I can't even tell you how tragic. Just tragedy is not even really a word I would use. It's beyond tragic, but the tragedy, I guess, is just to keep it simple, the tragedy that happened this past weekend over in Connecticut with the kids being killed, you know, 20-something odd people, most of the kids, you know what I'm saying, was gunned down at their school. Everybody by now knows about this incident. I mean, unless you've been living under a rock, you feel me? So this particular incident has sparked a lot of debate. Anytime something tragic happens, anytime a lot of people die, something, people spark a debate. But when it's a lot of kids, when it's a lot of kids that die, you already know it's going to be beyond just the regular discourse. It's going to be beyond just the regular people getting their feelings and stuff. It's going to be big. It's going to be different president when 20 kids get murdered in cold blood. And we're talking about really small 6 or 7 year old innocent precious kids. When that happens, you already know it's shit's going to hit the proverbial fan, and something's going to happen. Changes are going to be made. People are not going to like it, but there's absolutely no way. Absolutely nothing, I don't think, is going to not happen. Now, how effective whatever it is that comes about happens, who knows? I don't know. But somebody going to try to make a power move, a power play, and try to, quote-unquote, change some things. And I'm just going to sit back and watch it all unfold. But what I will say that tonight on the show, we're going to talk about guns and hip-hop. We're going to talk about a couple of things. I got a couple of questions that I want to ask people. Hold on real quick. Let me see what this is on the phone line first. And I go ahead and get into my little spiel, and I go ahead and let the people on the phone line talk once they start hitting the lines. Somebody's already here, though. Let me see what this is. 713. What up, though?
Nooney Jr. Hello.
Oh, Nooney, what's happening, homie? What's going down with you, man?
Man, I'm just chilling, man. I'm gonna be listening the whole show, but I knew I wasn't gonna be able to be on the phone the whole show, so I said, let me call in early. I'll let you see what you're talking about, you know.
Well, you already know, man. I'm talking about, man, you know what it is, man, with the trash and everything. Let me go ahead and read this just for the podcast purposes, so everybody knows exactly what I wrote. You know what I'm saying? Real quick, and then I'm gonna go ahead and come right to you first, and we'll go and get to discussion. We got people jumping on the lines now, and so we'll open them up we'll open the floor for discussion. But real quick, let me go ahead and read to you the blog entry for this particular show, and what I'm gonna address, and then I'm gonna give the specific questions that I want to ask each caller. I'll let the homie Nooney Jr. go ahead and give his opinion because he's the first person on the line. All right. So tragedy, you know what I'm saying, normally sparks reaction. Like I said, these past few days, the discussion about guns, gun control, violence, and what should we do about it has sparked up again because of the events that happened in Connecticut. All right. Now, this is lunatic, and I want to make sure let me stop the music, first of all. I want to make perfectly clear that I think this person is a lunatic, okay? People have been, especially the news, have been using mentally ill, problem child, troubled kid, all kinds of shit that I just don't personally agree with being. Maybe he was, you know, had autism or whatever he had, but that to me is not, that doesn't even need to be put into the same sentence with the fact that he murdered 20-something people, most of them 6 and 7-year-old children. I don't really particularly give a fuck what kind of mental illness. I don't give a fuck if he has schizophrenia. I don't give a shit. I would give that motherfucker the chair with no motherfucking problem, with no fucking, I would sleep good at night, I would flip the fucking switch, my goddamn self. I don't give a fuck if he was fucking mentally retarded. Some shit just don't get a motherfucking pass. I don't give a fuck how retarded or how slow or what kind of fucking mental problems you get. Killing a fucking room full of kids, I don't give a fuck how problem you were. I don't give a fuck about you having autism. I don't even want to hear all that shit. I don't even give a damn. What the fuck is wrong with you? I want your ass dead. I want you to get the gas in the end of the chair, what the fuck ever, preferably the firing squad. All right, let me turn the music back on. Now that I got that out. Now, anybody got a problem with that, fuck you, but I'll listen to your point. So, again, all right, the good old scapegoat sometimes, you know what I'm saying, is guns, you know, gun control. We need more laws. We need tougher laws. You know what I'm saying? But one thing that gets an unfair amount of blame, and I've seen it already, and a couple of people have said it on radio programs, and I've been watching, listening to radio, listening to talk radio, watching a lot of other of the news broadcasts, watching social media, and inevitably, of course, somebody had to go there. Somebody made me, which made me enacted me to do this show. Somebody had to say something about hip hop, blah blah blah, and all this music. You know, first people were just keeping it 100, talking about gun control issues. Okay, I can buy that, whatever. And people start talking about violent movies. Okay, whatever. Then all of a sudden, it just trickles on down and down until finally somebody says hip hop, the good old scapegoat hip hop. We get thrown into the mix, us hip-hop artists, we get thrown into the mix time and time again with the fuckery when every time some tragedy happens and it's violent, all of a sudden, it's about what kind of music they've been listening to, all of a sudden now. So that leads us to where we're at tonight, talking about guns and hip-hop. But we're going to talk about the whole thing in a whole, all right? Now, I mean, I don't even have to read anymore, but that, so you know what it is. But the questions that I got for the people is, question number one, so first of all, should we get rid of all the guns? Should we get rid of all guns? Some guns, you know what I'm saying? Like, should it be okay to have a pistol but not an AR-15? Or should we just have stricter rules for how you get guns? That's the main topic of discussion. You know what I'm saying? Should we get rid of guns? Do we need more gun control? Set that right there. All right. The second question is, do you think hip hop music contributes to mass murder? All right. I'm not even going to get into, do you think hip-hop music contributes to violence? Because then I have to go way, way back to, like, three other episodes that I've already had about this discussion. I want to know, do you think hip-hop had anything to do with a motherfucker going into a school and shooting up a room full of fucking first graders? Show me what part of hip-hop tells a nigga to do that. Question number three. Do you think mental illness, quote, is an excuse for carrying out mass murder? I don't. Motherfucker still get the chair in my book. Number four. How do you think the media coverage on these incidents has been so far? Do you think race plays a part in their coverage of gun violence? Vis-a-vis, this is a national tragedy. The president comes to your town. People are mourning. Everybody's sad and upset. And is it because it's a whole bunch of kids being killed? Because kids get killed all over the world. We kill kids. When we fly a drone over fucking Afghanistan and drop it on a fucking funeral, and we kill 10, 11 fucking Pakistani or Arab kids, you know, the world isn't grieving and the president doesn't make a fucking visit. But it does when they die in fucking Connecticut in Northtown. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I'm definitely not saying that that's not a problem and that wasn't bad and that wasn't tragic and that was sad as shit and that was horrific. But is the way the media covering this, is that fair? Because we commit mass murder all the time, and we call it collateral damage. All right, so let's go ahead and get to the phone line. 347-934-0966. That's the number down to the show. I start with Nooney Jr. Nooney Jr., what's happening, homie?
Man, what was up with you, homie? You already know. I know about the Afghanistan side of the table.
So, all right, well, let's go ahead and start at the very first one. Question number one, all right. First of all, what do you think about gun control? Should we be getting rid of all guns? Should we regulate some guns? Tougher rules for getting the guns? What do you think about that?
I think that guns are unnecessary in this world because, you know, and I'm not talking about, like, you know, civilians necessarily having guns, you know, just for, like, personal use, but, like, what if this country gets attacked, you know? I mean, can you rely on the military or the police or the fire department? Or, like, you know, the National Guard to save you. So for that, I could see guns being necessary. As far as gun control, it seems like the gun control laws are already pretty hard. I mean, but most times, now, as far as the psychiatric evaluations, I think that just like joining the military, a lot of people fall through the cracks. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I think that they should stop being so systematic with their psychiatric evaluations. Like, it's people that know how to pass the test, and they might really be crazy.
Yeah, hell yeah. You think they don't? Crazy don't make you stupid.
I'm gonna be honest with you, man. Like, I done went crazy before, not on no gun shit, but like I done been mad, and the police come to my residence. I'm talking about my residence, and they find out that I was in the military, so they sent out a person to talk to me. From the mental part, you know, and if I say certain things, then I get to go home. If I don't say certain things, then I have to 48 hours. And like, it don't be nothing wrong with me. I just be upset. But just because I have this label that I was in the service, like they already ready to put me away. But it's other people who are really crazy, and they don't go away because they know how to answer the questions.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they need to stop being so systematic with the evaluations. Like, you know, if you look this way or you sound this way or you know you're not slurring your speech, then you're not crazy. But that to me makes no sense, because some of the most craziest people are the most intelligent people, the most are articulate people, you know, people who don't slur, people who don't do all these type of things. People, you know, they need to stop making everything. Like, you have to be like a specific case basis when you evaluating somebody. You can't just say, oh, if he does this, he's crazy. Find out why this person's doing that. That's just like if you come to my office and I'm Dr. Nooney Jr. and I say, hey, have you ever shot somebody? If you say yes and you don't sound remorseful about it, now I'm gonna call you crazy. But what if this dude raped your daughter and tied her up for 10 weeks and you shot her? It doesn't matter to them. You are still crazy to them.
Right.
So, to me, that's totally wrong.
All right.
But, yeah, I just think they need to stop being so systematic with their approach to trying to judge people and evaluate people.
Okay, so do you think that hip-hop music, do you think the lyrics in hip-hop music, do you think that any of this contributes to mass murder? Do you think there's anything in hip-hop that makes somebody want to go out and fucking commit that crime that this guy just did?
I've never heard a rap song that talks about doing mass murder. I have heard one that talked about hurting a lot of people, and that was an Eminem song. But, I mean, hip-hop has never made me want to go kill a lot of people. Never. And I don't know anybody who has made want to do that too either. I mean, usually in rap songs, when you hear about violence, it's like a cause and effect that goes with it. It kind of, I'm not saying it's right, but it makes sense. I'm not saying it's justified either, but it's like the rules of the land type of violence that you hear in hip hop. You don't just hear about somebody just waking up and saying, "Hey, I'm gonna go to Jacksonville, Florida, and kill 39 kids." I've never heard a song. Even in the Eminem song, it wasn't like that. It was more like he got abused and he got poked at a lot, so he went crazy.
Do you think mental illness is an excuse to commit mass murder? Like when they would, like with the guy right here, they're saying he had autism and everything. They're giving you these excuses or these reasons that maybe this is why he did it. What do you think about that?
My whole thing, if you're so quick to label somebody with a mental illness, then what did you do to fix it? You know, I know so many people that are so-called crazy. But they don't do nothing to fix it until it's late. You know, like, I'm not going to say it's an excuse or not. I feel like killing, because I've been labeled with post-traumatic stress disorder. I've been labeled with chronic depression. I've been labeled with anger. I got anger issues, but I can never see myself going into an elementary school and killing kids. Like, I can never see myself doing that, as angry as a person that I am. I could never see myself so... As far as a mental illness being an excuse, I'm not going to say yes. I mean, I'm definitely not going to say yes, because to me that ain't right. You know, like, I feel like, you know, you should go ask for help. Go pray to Allah or Jesus or Buddha or whoever it is that you pray to, you know. But that's just my opinion. You know, I don't, killing kids ain't right, man. Like, them kids ain't do nothing to that person. They didn't do nothing to you. And even if they did do something to you, they're really not accountable. Not nobody 6 or 7 years old. Mm-hmm. You understand me? But I just feel like the states, the country don't do enough for people who do have mental illnesses. Like, this shit should have never even happened.
Why you say it should never happen? What could have been done to stop this from happening?
I'm not gonna say that they have an infinite, you know, like, I'm not gonna say that they have a definite way of stopping it. But all I'm saying, as quick as they're able to label somebody and as quick as they're able to make money off this medicine, they need to be just as quick to finding out if this person is capable of these type of things. You know, I'm just saying, like, in certain situations, like, if you're a professional doctor, you know, you like a psychiatric type of person, you should take, like, your job more serious to try to find out. You know, like, if they're able to diagnose all these things, why didn't they know that this could happen before? And I'm not saying that every time they're going to be right, but it just seems like that's like a cop-out. That's like a scapegoat. You know what I'm saying? That's just what it seemed like to me. Because they wasn't saying this about him before. I mean, I'm sure if he has autism, they said he had it. But
autism doesn't make him commit mass murder, though.
Right. Listen. I don't know nobody who has autism that is even capable of doing that. But I'm just saying, you know, I'm not a doctor. I don't know. So I'm not going to say it's not capable. But, like, that sounds more like a schizophrenic, you know, paranoia type of thing. You know what I mean? That sounds more like that type of thing or whatever. But I just feel like if they so quick to label these people, then they should be a little bit quicker to try to see what their capabilities are. You know what I mean? Okay. Like,
absolutely.
I don't know, man. Like, I just don't like excuses. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you pull a trigger, then you should be able to do the time. I mean, I know that I have mental issues, but guess what? I know what I'm doing wrong, and I'm just not gonna go for that.
All right, let me go to the next call, and then real quick, let me see what's popping. 337-376 K100 Radio. What up, though?
What it do, pal?
What's going on? Rass Ross, what's happening with you, homie? True that. We got some more coming up. 904-269. A clone number. That must be my homie. What's his name? Probably Slick Pimpin'. Welcome to K100 Internet Radio. We're doing a talk segment tonight. Normally, we've been doing a lot of music segments back-to-back. But, we started this thing talking and, you know, having some real discussions about some real shit. And we always keep it 100 over here on the show. So I got my homie Rass Ross on the line. Tonight... Episode 416, Guns and Hip Hop. That's what we're talking about. In the wake of the tragedy that happened in Connecticut, it's a lot of stuff that's being said in the media, on the radio, social networks, a whole bunch of shit. And I'm just like, look, man, some things I agree with. One thing, let's just make perfectly clear. I feel that it was a tragedy. That was a tragic thing that happened. Okay? That really, as somebody who got kids, if you got kids and you got small kids and that didn't touch you, you didn't feel bad about that, something serious. I'm worried about you, nigga. You might be the next motherfucker to run up in the school and kill 20 kids. I'm worried about you, nigga. Straight up. But the point is this. People always want to, and of course, this has sparked the gun control debate. A debate that should have been had. This is the thing with me, Raspy. I hate when some shit happens and then everybody want to talk and everybody want to do some shit. But the issues and the problems was already there beforehand. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so now all of a sudden it's a priority and shit like that. Well, the shit been happening. It didn't happen to that particular group of people, but it's been happening in this country and across the world. And in fact, we've been perpetrators of it. Like I said at the beginning of the broadcast, what I'm saying? When we drop a drone trying to hit a target and we kill 15 people, 8 of them kids, 2 of them wives and shit who ain't never fucking picked up a fucking chop in their life and shot at an American soldier, we call that collateral damage. But at the same time, those are still kids. What makes that kid any different from the white kid in Connecticut? Now, I don't want to bring racism into this, but it's just this fucking the truth. It's the truth. Go ahead.
I got backlash behind saying that I don't see Obama coming on TV doing all this crime when he's sending them drones over there. And people really got mad at that. And I started asking them,
Hold on. Let me tell you why they got mad. Let me tell you why they got mad, Raspy. See, it's one thing, because even right now, somebody's going to feel a way about me saying it, but the truth is the truth. You know, this is K100 Radio, okay? Yeah. People don't want to hear that, like, right now. Even though I'm saying it right now, and I'm probably pissing somebody off by saying it, people don't really want to hear it right now. But that's when you really need to hear it, because we wouldn't even be having the conversation at all had the other tragedy not happened. So while it's fresh on your mind, let me remind people of what the fuck kind of fucking national as a country ourselves. Now, don't get me wrong. It's not the same thing as a fucking maniac walking into a elementary school and fucking killing a whole bunch of little kids, but at the same time, a child dying is a child dying. The little Arab kid in Chicago, wherever, you know what I'm saying, whenever somebody gets killed in the hood or some shit, any of these situations are tragic, but it's like when it happens to a certain specific group of people, you know what I'm saying, it's really just a call for action. Everybody's mad. Everybody's on TV. Everybody's all upset. And I am upset about that. I don't want anybody to think that doesn't bother me. That shit was horrible. Horrible. You know what I'm saying? And it really did bother me. That's it. Yeah.
Because you talk about hearing things, they think that this didn't bother you because you talk about it all. They want you just to stay on this subject here. Don't talk about nothing else. Just stay here because it just happened. And they don't want you to talk about nothing else. They don't want to see the crime that's committed. No, we don't just talk about this, because if you talk about something else, they're going to say, well, that right there didn't mean nothing to you. No, we're not saying it didn't mean nothing to us. I'm telling you that all this shit means something to me, not just this.
Exactly. So let me ask you the first question, the first specific question. All right, first of all, what do you feel about gun control? What do you think do you think we should get rid of guns, get rid of some guns, like the assault rifles, or do we just need to tweak the rules about who gets guns? What do you think is the gun control
argument? I don't think we should get rid of guns because our government is not to be trusted. And if you go back through history and you check the history of our countries who de-armed their citizens, you'll see how many citizens lost their life after that. So I do not trust our government enough to say we should not be able to defend ourselves. No, that is just stupid.
Mm-hmm.
I feel that we should have harder laws on how do you get a gun. But at the same time, we don't make guns. They got 1 million guns on the streets illegally. How they get them?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You can make all the gun laws you want, because the people with the strictest gun, the states with the strictest gun laws have the worst violent crimes. So it's not the gun that caused it. It's us as a civilization. We need to get back to being giving back love to each other and communicating with each other.
Some people are going to say that the first step to do, okay, someone's going to come on the show, and they're going to say the first step to even getting back to being that kind of society is to get rid of the guns first. First, the thing is, they say get rid of the guns first, and then that's when we can start to become
only people that are going to get rid of the guns. Only people that are going to get rid of guns are law-abiding citizens. Criminals ain't getting rid of guns. They guns illegal already. You know, fucking
I know
that. So now you got law-abiding citizens.
They want you to put your gun up and think that I'll just be a victim.
Yeah. Now you got law-abiding citizens who put their guns up back to the police. The police ain't going to patrol you 24/7. So now you got criminals who already know you defenseless. You're a fucking target now.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that whole point.
It's like you telling these people to go be a target now, go be vulnerable, to be shot, be killed, to somebody break in your house. You telling that to people. That's exactly what you perpetuate whenever you say, give in your gun. Because I see someone in one city, they say, turn in your gun to get a free flu shot. What the fuck?
Yeah, here's my flu shot. Next question. It's my flu shot. Do you think hip-hop music contributes to mass murder? Do you think hip-hop...
No.
You even got to finish that question with me. I know.
And you know how I feel about the way hip-hop, the state of hip-hop is now, but I never agree to that statement right now. We don't do that shit. Plain and simple. We don't commit mass murders. We don't.
I know. It's never really... The only mass murder that we really had in recent history that was of color, like we would say, was the D.C. sniper. Everybody was shocked about that. Even white people. They was like, wow, he's black? Holy shit.
Yeah.
They just knew it was
going to do that shit. We have a problem with people. We have a problem with just that person. We don't go on rampage and innocent people. You know, you might have a shootout and some innocent people get hit, but that wasn't intentional. This shit was intentional.
Yeah. By the way, an update on the news. Someone told me that the mother was getting $300,000 a year in alimony. So, yeah.
Oh, but look, did you see the post that I did? I did some research on everything about him and the dude up in Colorado, the Batman shooter.
Yes, that was, Raspy, that's really conspiracy theorist what you said.
Hey,
I feel
listen to this. I didn't put none of my opinion in it. All I did was got the fact. All I did was got information. You see me put, I'm going to hold my opinion off of this.
Okay.
That's what I put up in that. What I put up there, they have no opinion in there.
You said the guy's father, the young guy's father who went and killed all those kids, his dad works for GE, is a tax person and everything, and then you said the other guy who shot...
The finest case, this trillion-dollar case they got going on about fucking libel or whatever, whoever I ever pronounce it, and who's infatuating their rates. Which mess with our U.S. market over here.
Let me real quick, anybody. I want to say this so anybody who on the phone lines who may or listen to the show who doesn't know. Okay, the kid in Colorado who shot up the shit in Colorado, he was a smart kid, kind of kept to himself. His father and this guy's father who shot up the school, they both were supposed to be people that were testifying in the LIBOR trade fraud. Rate scam that's going on. If you don't know what that is, you have to just Google that real short. LIBOR is what is used to set the interest rates for credit cards and all kind of different things all across the world. And it's found out that they was fixing it. And so some people are saying, look, it's not a coincidence that the son of both of these men that was supposed to testify in this end up committing mass murder. Like, I mean, that's cool. That's odd at best, but I don't want to put too much more than just odd at best right now with that whole theory. I mean, it's odd that both of their daddies were going to testify in that trial, and that's a fucking huge worldwide scandal, literally worldwide scandal. I don't know. Some people are saying maybe both of their sons were given some kind of medication or something to make them go fucking bananas and then go shoot the shit up. I don't know. I don't know, Raspy. That's just too much.
It's
odd that they both was testifying in that. That's odd. That's weird. That's crazy. And when you said it, when you brought it up, and I looked into it, and that was true. Okay, that's weird. But I don't know. I don't know what to make of that. I don't know if that's really something that's going to latch on and just say that's the reason why. Or some, I mean, conspiracy theories happen and shit, but I don't know. That's a little much. But anyway, let me go to the next one. But that's for everybody listening, and they maybe you didn't know that, but that actually is weird. Look that up. The daddy for both of these guys are people who are going to be testifying in that damn trial. And that shit is humongous. That's that is a
world. You know, I haven't done no research on where I haven't put out the research for it. You ever heard of the MK Ultra program that just started in 1950?
Yes, I heard of that. But that has nothing to do with this fast. I can't go all the way to conspiracy theories.
We'll talk on another basis, you know.
Okay.
You know, me and you can go on forever. Let's keep on with the show.
All right, I gave you that particular one because I was like, damn, that is all right. That's worth mentioning. You know what I'm saying? But who knows what that really has anything to do with this whole tragic shit. Next one, and I'm gonna go to the last question. I'm gonna go to the next caller. What do you think about mental illness as an excuse for creating mass murder? Do you think because this kid has autism, and is this something that I really fucking just makes me sick about him? They keep showing his little innocent ass fifth grade picture with his eyes all looking all wide. This shit is just pissing me off to no ends because I'm tired of them fucking trying to depict him like he's a troubled kid with autism and you know what I'm saying, whatever. If anything, his mama was crazy as fuck because you know how many chicks really just got a gun fetish and want AR-15s and shit. Yes, I said if you're a chick and you want an AR-15. You probably bought crazy. You might have passed it on to your crazy ass child. Crazy bitch. Anyway, I didn't say that. That's it out loud. I did. Fuck them. Anyway, $300K a year. The hell you need with an AR-15, bitch.
I wonder when did she purchase
doing your garden and shit. Anyway, see, you know what? Let me tell you something, man. The whole thing is just pissing me off even more when I think about it. Cause this motherfucker getting $300,000 a year in alimony. So basically, you just got $300,000 for marrying the motherfucker who went to work, and now y'all broke up, and just because he was married to you, child support, both your kids grown.
When you first heard the trial break, did you hear about anybody they arrested out the woods too?
What?
When that story first broke, did you hear anything about them arresting somebody else out the woods and camouflage too?
I thought I heard that at first, but
right,
then it went away.
Right. Yeah, you did.
I heard another suspect they was looking for. Then that went away, and I'm like, okay. Look, man, I'm not saying anything weird, okay? Damn.
Right, now on the mental illness part, I think that I'm not saying that the drugs actually caused him to do it. But I think the drugs that they take, not that he has a mental illness, not the illness itself, but what are they giving them, I think a lot of that shit has to do with his mind being fucked up. Not the autism is on his own, but the shit that they pumping into you that they, you know, what they diagnose you, like Nunes said, they're not trying to treat you to cure you. They're trying to treat you to keep you in that pharmaceutical cycle. So
okay.
I think that the drugs that they that he could have been on could have had an effect on his mind and on his illness. But as far as putting his illness out there, they're not going to put the drug on it. And if they put the drug being the case, that means now the pharmaceutical companies are being looked at, and they don't want that because that's the biggest drug dealers in the world. They don't want that to be looked at, so they're going to put it on his illness, not on the drug that he was taking that was going against his illness, or so say combating against his illness.
You might be right, because when somebody says, yes, you have autism, this treats autism, but it may cause depression, severe suicidal thoughts, gout, fucking bleeding from the asshole, blind, you might go blind, you might go deaf, all this other side shit, but it fixes your autism.
You got to take another pill for those side effects. Crazy. That cause them other side effects.
All right, let me go to the next caller. I don't know, man, but I do give you points for bringing up the fact that both their daddies was involved in the Lee Boy trial, which is a very huge deal. That is very odd. Next caller. 904. I already know who this is. 904-207. What up, homie?
What up, buddy? You know I was
you ready for,
call
are
me.
You ready for this? Are you ready for this war, Mike? Are you ready for this today? Because I'm ready for you.
Homie. Yeah, we ready.
Hold on a second. Let me think something real quick. Hold on. Don't say nothing. Let me. Hold on. Pause for the call. Let me play your music real quick. Hold on a second. I gotta fix this short. Hold on.
Yeah.
Hello, can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Mike.
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. So now, here we go. All right. So anyway, welcome everybody to the show. I want to make sure I get everything tuned up for Mike, because Mike is finna Mike is gonna get into a shouting match here quickly, and it's gonna go down like that. I'm gonna have to mute him, and then I'm gonna have to say something. Then I'm gonna have to open his mic back up, and this is gonna go back and forth for about 5 minutes. Okay, this is what's gonna happen. Welcome to episode 416. Guns and Hip Hop, www.blogtalkradio.com/K100Radio. I'm your host, Blizzard Man. Thanks for tuning into the show. Follow us on Twitter at K100_Radio. You can follow me on Twitter at Blizzard. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. My friend Mike here, we've already been going at it back and forth on Facebook. My friend Mike here is one of the people who thinks that we need to all get rid of guns. So question number one, and this is where me and him probably going to just not going to see eye to eye ever. Which is, should we get rid of all guns, some guns, or just have stricter rules governing the guns? And Mike, you say get rid of all guns.
Right? I say get rid of all guns. I say get rid of them all. I think if anybody does the research, the stats don't lie. I think if you look at other countries, developed countries, Japan, UK, you know, the stats don't lie. We had over 10,000 deaths by guns last year. We had under 100 in any of those countries I just named, okay? That's insane that we're supposed to be a developed country and we had over 10,000, okay? What's that, like 1,000 times more than these other countries? And they have, like, you know, have 100 million people. We got, you know, 300 million, you know, just, it's insane, okay? So right off the bat, you know, the numbers don't lie.
The numbers, you know, don't lie about what? What are the numbers don't lie about? That we got more deaths by guns, when we got more guns.
The protection shit. You know, I heard you. What, you know, your last caller talking about, huh?
What? The number. Let me be specific. Okay.
The numbers don't lie about
how many people die from guns in the country. Yes, because we have more guns in the country than everybody else. So if we got more guns, more people are going to die by guns. Yes, but what does that have to do with protecting the average citizen being able to protect?
Okay. Do you know how often that happens? This stupid boogeyman theory. Oh, somebody's gonna come in my house and kill me. Do you know what percentage of that? Do you know what percentage of people die from gunshot wounds or shot from some home invasion, robberies, and all this bullshit? That shit's under 1%, bro. That shit barely ever happens.
Home invasions don't happen. Carjackings don't happen.
It barely happens compared to to you getting mad and pissed off and shooting somebody at the gas station. That shit doesn't even fucking compare. Guns get you in trouble, man.
So do carjackings. So do motherfuckers robbing you at gunpoint at the fucking.
And guess what? Whether you have a gun in your fucking possession or not, you ain't gonna get to that motherfucker. That's all fucking bullshit, redneck, and fucking and for some reason inner city fucking mindset where you need a gun to protect yourself. That's just some bullshit. It's bullshit, man.
Why not?
It's bullshit. Dude, the stats don't lie. I got to go back to the stats, bro. It's under 1%. It's under 1%, Blue.
What's going to happen?
It rarely happens. When that shit happens, bro, that's national news. Woman shoots intruder coming into her house. Dude, that shit hardly ever fucking happens. What does happen is redneck down here that shot up a fucking, you know, the young brother at the fucking gas station because his music was too loud.
When was the last time that happened at the port? How many home invasions I seen on the fucking news in the past month in Atlanta, Georgia? You know how many fucking home invasions?
And how many ended with the intruder getting shot? How many? None, probably, right? You ain't going to be able to get your fucking gun. That's all fucking bullshit.
Or not.
You know how many people probably died?
If somebody kicked this motherfucking door in right now while I'm making this motherfucking broadcast, this bitch ain't gonna make it out of here alive. One is gonna die.
Now you sound like a redneck out in the sticks. What are you doing when somebody wants to kick in your fucking door, bro? You got to be up to no good if a motherfucker wants to kick in your fucking door.
So not only home invasions only happen to people who are doing crime. That's what you're saying now. Is that what you're trying to make you believe?
I think if you, again, if you take out the stats, we're going to go to stats here. If you take out the fucking stats, nine times out of ten, fucking most of the homie bases are motherfuckers that had something going on. They thought some motherfucking, you know what I'm saying, some dope, some goddamn cash was in that bitch, and that's why a motherfucker came in that bitch.
So you
this boogeyman theory is some bullshit, man.
All these home invasions that they doing up here in fucking Buckhead, all these fucking white people in Buckhead who getting fucking home invasion and shit up in Atlanta, Georgia, they selling crack in fucking Buckhead? Motherfuckers, you retarded.
You talking about, what, how often that happened? What, 3-4 fucking times a year? You're like, that shit every fucking day. That's bullshit. What happens every day is some motherfucker getting shot at the gas station because he was mad at another motherfucker and he had a fucking gun and he drank too much. That shit happens. Way more often what the fuck you talking about.
You argue that. I didn't argue that doesn't happen, but so do home invasions, so do robberies and everything else.
Well, the stats don't lie, bro. The stats don't lie. Put your numbers or what you talking about up against my numbers, man. And you know what? It's insane. We the only country. That's why the whole world looks at us like we fucking stupid.
You got say that it's 10,000 fucking gun deaths in America. Yes, that's true. That's fucking asinine. But that's because there's more people with guns here.
Because we have fucking laws that you can walk around like Jesse James and fucking you can have your shit and it don't matter. And now you got Stanford, your ground laws and all this bullshit. If somebody like you, you know what I'm saying? You know, I don't know, you know, I think most people know your business. You keep it 100. But nigga, you for one person, you know what I'm saying? But that shit that happened to you 10 years ago, that shit, did the gun help you? Did that just save your life? What did it do?
How do you know it didn't save my life?
You could have went to work on one of them motherfucking crackers with a fucking bat. That's what you could have did. You ain't had to grab no fucking, you know what I'm saying? You could have fucking been in there for murder right now. Because guns are illegal.
How do you know it didn't save my life? How do you know it didn't save my life? I don't know it saved my life. You don't know that, and I don't know that.
I know people in prison now, you know what I'm saying, because of guns. I know people dead. They fucking brains blown out, over fucking powder weed.
At first.
I'm sure you do, too.
That's what happened with my scenario. I was a victim being assaulted, and I turned the scenarios on the person.
He fucking took a run at you. He had nothing in his hand. What the fuck? You stood your ground. You George Zimmerman now. What are you talking about? You could have killed the motherfucker.
I could have.
It's because you had a gun registered. And then what did you do? You turn yourself in and you almost get fucking 15 fucking years. Okay. I mean, come on, man.
What if I didn't?
They're trouble, man. You know what? And I don't want to hear about you busting some motherfucker, outside your apartment complex, some young dumbass kid busting in your fucking car. You don't want to call the cops. That's what it boils down to with motherfucking, with our generation, our people. We don't want to call the cops. Fuck that. I ain't calling the cops. I'll deal with myself. That's what motherfuckers want to do.
You want all the people, so you only want the criminals to have guns. Because that's what you're proposing. That's what you're saying.
I've been a criminal before, bro, and I've had all kind of guns. You know what I'm saying? You already know me. So you know what? I had a reason to have a gun. You know what I'm saying? I done left that lifestyle alone.
Every robber, every motherfucker who perpetrating the fucking feeling like wanting to rob your fucking ass and take what your shit got and tie your motherfucking family up with motherfucking duct tape and shit, nigga, they all got guns.
What would a gun do if three cats come on my fucking house, fucking guns blaze? What am I going to do? What world do you live on? You think you some kind of goddamn? You watch too many movies, man. Are you serious?
That's where I live. Southside Atlanta, nigga. That's where the fuck I live at. I know. I watch the news every day. So anyway, ain't no justifying this shit to me.
I want to know one person. Do you know one person? One person in your fucking 30-something years of life that a gun saved their life? I want to know. Do you?
Multiple people. Mine.
No, you don't know nobody a gun saved their fucking life. I don't believe that bullshit.
I bet you know
a shitload of motherfuckers that done got in trouble with them motherfuckers.
I know people got in trouble. I know people whose life is saved, too.
Name a scenario. I want to hear this. Who?
What are you talking about? My homeboy who tried to get, they tried to carjack you. Tried to carjack him.
He had the gun right on his waist or something, or he had to reach for it or what? Well, I mean, what?
He had the gun in the motherfucking seat right there. Had to reach for it. Had to pop off. It pulled off.
So what did they do? They tried to just pull him out of the car, and then, you know what I'm saying? They didn't think he'd have a gun or what?
Yes, when
they wouldn't
to
give a fuck. If a motherfucker gonna jack you, they gonna jack you. Don't give a fuck. He got a gun.
The car, and he pulled his motherfucking strap and started brushing, falling all out the motherfucking car and shit. The car still rolling and shit. He had to jump back in the car, save his fucking life. So what you mean? You think that shit don't
okay.
happen?
Yeah, it happens. You know. But I'm sure you know 5 or 6 cats that got trouble with guns, right?
Yeah, I know more than one. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know cats doing. You know, I just know a guy. You know, did 15 fucking years because he shot somebody with his dad's gun in his own goddamn, you know, house. Man, fuck guns, man. That shit. You know.
Okay.
And I know. You know, your next question about hip hop. I don't think it got shit to do with hip hop. You
when
know.
You hear people blaming violent rap music on it. I've seen this shit all.
But
over
who
the
fuck is doing that? This dude didn't listen to rap music. We don't look like he did.
Yeah, I'm talking about they're blaming violent hip hop music, violent games, violent movies. The fucking movie that Tom Cruise had couldn't even go promote his movie this weekend because this happened. He couldn't even promote the new movie.
You know what?
Gun shit in the beginning of it, so they couldn't do that.
You know what? You know what though, man. Look, it ain't even your fault. That's how you were brought up. That's how I was brought up too, man. That, you know, you need a gun. Nigga, you know, I'll be damned if a nigga fucking come in my shit. I'll blow his motherfucking head off. That's how we was raised, dog. But when I did my research and I looked at this shit and I look at stats, man, it's a goddamn shame. And you start looking at these other countries and how they fucking live, and you're like, goddamn, what makes the fucking UK, you know, that much safer?
They don't have any guns.
I know. So, you know, and this type of shit don't happen there. We've had more shooting sprees. We've had more shooting sprees here, man, than fucking, so, I mean, all the countries combined. You know what I mean? I mean, it's an epidemic. It is a problem. And
it
ain't, you know.
That's because crazy motherfuckers.
It
got to
start with. There ain't no reason at all that anybody needs a semi-automatic weapon, period.
You know, you know what? I already told you. If you want to get rid of AR-15s and choppers, fine.
Nah, I'm talking about 9mm, too. That motherfucker went in Virginia Tech with 2 9mm and took out 30-something people.
Well,
we need them, but you don't need. Hey, if you can't, you can need a six-shooter. That's all you fucking need, bro.
All I know is this. If you want to get rid of ARs and choppers, First of all, let's be 100 about this shit. You want to get rid of ARs and choppers? Okay, fine. Get rid of ARs and choppers. And when I say get rid of a motherfucker, I mean stop making them. Make it illegal to make the motherfuckers for the military, for any fucking body. They ain't gonna do
it. Yeah. They won't. I mean, I'm trying to live a dream here. I know it won't happen. I mean, you asked the question. There's a lot of people that think like me. But, you know, I wish us as a people, you know, especially my generation with people like you, would wise up and go, man, you know what, man, fuck guns. You know what, 10, 15 years ago, you know what type of person I was. And you were the same way, you know, we had a gun, you know what I mean? Motherfucker, we had beef, remember, being in the Navy. Wow, man, we need to get us a gun. We went and got a gun, you know. But, I mean, my mentality, I guess because I'm older now, man, I don't think like that. I ain't worried about, you know, if a motherfucker come in my fucking house with his guns blazing, whether I got a fucking gun in the damn closet in the damn room, what the fuck I'm going to do? I mean, that's what it boils down to.
What do you think about the mental illness part of it? Mental illness.
Mental illness?
Yeah, do you think mental illness is an excuse? Let's give you a scenario. Let's say the dude didn't kill himself. And they came in there and they got him. And he goes on trial.
So basically
like the Aurora, Colorado
guy.
Yeah. Do you think mental illness is ever an excuse or reason or whatever for somebody to come in there and just, you know, do that? Should they still get the chair?
I mean, what do you mean they should? I mean, everybody needs
should
to get a
chair.
Should
we kill those motherfuckers for killing those people?
Is it an excuse? No, it's not an excuse.
Should we kill them?
Should we kill them?
Put them to death by lethal injection or electric chair.
I don't believe in the death penalty.
Well, that's all I had to say about that. I mean, come on. You don't think the dude that just shot up a fucking elementary school full of fucking six-year-old.
Would I kill him? Would I kill him myself?
You?
Yeah.
I asked you. I asked
would,
you.
Would, you know.
Wait, what? Would you kill him? Wait. Stop.
I don't believe the government got the right to kill somebody. That's
oh,
what
but
I
you
mean.
Do,
I don't believe in
but
the death
you do,
penalty.
You would kill him, though.
Okay,
you
man. We're going to get back on stats, man. We're one of the, like,
what the
one
fuck
of the fucking 15
What's
barbaric
that?
Countries that fucking still have the death penalty, man. Along with
and?
Saudi Arabia and all these other fucking countries.
And?
Japan, Germany, all these places don't have that shit, but we still do.
Nigga.
And we still have life imprisonment
Japan
with no
parole. Japan is
a
fucking communist country. They people can't even fucking do what the fuck they want to do in that motherfucker. That's why.
Where? Japan? No, it's not.
China,
you think
whatever,
China, bro.
Yeah,
do your research. They live better over there. They live better in Europe, man. They live better than us, man. Even the black people, even the immigrants that go there, they have less racism than there is here. It's a damn shame.
Next caller,
facts
man.
Facts, facts, man.
I can't with this guy. This guy, I mean, come on. Now you're going to sit here and now you got to think about, does he need the death penalty? You don't think no one should be put in death? Fuck out of here. He should live. He should live.
Now, I ain't say that.
You just said that. You just said
the government. I don't feel like the government has a right to look somebody and say you're going to get put to death. I don't believe in that shit. You
okay,
know.
Then. All
right. Man, he would get his in general population. The motherfucker would take care of his ass. He'd get his.
Maybe. That's what you want to. That's what you want to rely on. If that was your kid. You want to rely on the population? Yeah, I thought not. Next call.
Listen, it ain't no prison. Ain't for life is not no, you know, it's no fun either.
Prison for life mean that motherfucker breathing. Next call. I don't know if you know because the damn numbers blocked. All ones. Is it Slick Pimpin'?
Yeah.
What's happening, homie?
Ain't nothing, man. Your boy's kind of pissing me off, man. Talking about no guns and shit, man.
I don't know why Mike is.
I mean, hell, if some white folks busting in his home with his family in there, and he's talking about he ain't got no damn gun, all he gonna do is lay his ass down, and they gonna do whatever to his ass.
I know that. I don't even know what this newfound. I mean, Mike go back. Actually, that's one of my homies. I met him when I was in the military years ago. That's one of the only two people that I'm still in contact with after that, you know what I'm saying? I'm really still cool with him. He's a good friend of mine.
But you know, the views is kind of a little off on certain things because
it's
the way of the world. You know, you can't stop guns, so you stopping big business. That's not gonna happen. You're not gonna do that. You can try to cut down on certain laws. I mean, ain't no way somebody should be a woman should even purchase an AR-15. Ain't no reason. What's the excuse for having one? Then she gonna have the motherfucker open for the son to even get to the damn gun. Some shit like that shouldn't even be even them exposed to him even see.
So let's get to the point with you then. www.blogtalkradio.com/K100radio. I'm your host Blizzard. Thanks for tuning in to the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. So Slick Pippin, what you saying? You saying that you think that it was just you think that women shouldn't be able to buy AR-15s? That's kind of
No, I'm not saying it like that. I'm just saying about the situation. The certain situation about the so-called conspiracy, all the other stuff that's going on. But the whole thing in general, regardless of man or woman, if you have an automatic semi-weapon, ain't no way it's supposed to be just easy for a kid to go access. Ain't no way.
But he wasn't a kid, though, bro. You know he's 20-something years old. He's not a child.
20 years old, when he got autism, he a little slow in certain departments. Ain't no way he's still supposed to put stuff like that in front of close to him.
I agree with you on that.
So I mean, because if you're a little bit slow, you're a little bit off, you can anything can trigger you. You know what I'm saying? If it's so-called problem.
Well, okay. So if in the scenario, what if you saying that if
okay, if, I got one for you. If your son has a real anger issue. And you have AR at the house, and he knows where you put it at. You need to move it. Plain and simple.
Okay, I agree with that. So do you? But you think that we still should be able to have guns, though?
Oh yeah, I'm gonna protect my family. I'm gonna take my life too, because I ain't gonna let nobody take it before me. Before it's my time. Before God tells me when it's my time. You're not about to judge me.
What about ARs? Do you think we need to be able to have AR-15s?
Man, I wouldn't necessarily say all that. We don't really need no AR-15. Anybody don't need all that. But at the same time, they on the street. I mean, you know, the same people who making them, same people who stopping the drugs, and so called they bring the shit to the street, and eventually, you know, it's a matter of time for somebody, you know, getting the wrong person getting the wrong hands.
The thing about that is a matter of checks and balances, because if niggas on the street got AR-15s, then if you ain't got no AR-15,
hell, you fucked up. If you ain't got an AR-15, you fucked up. So you better get one.
Because you ever,
hell yeah,
you right. Because if you ever want to, if somebody do come to war with you. And you all you got is a 9, and they got an AR, nigga. You might as well have a knife.
Unless you're a nigga to be on the range like me, and it can really goddamn take one shot, and you good? No,
You the Matrix, nigga.
ain't nobody goddamn Neil in this bitch, so ain't no way. You know what I'm saying? I'll be damned.
Yeah. I'm with you, man. My thing is, I feel like we can get rid of ARs and choppers if you really stop. If the government really make a concerted effort to get rid of them all.
But they not. That's the thing.
This is a
corrupt country. Ain't no damn way.
They gonna get on their stands and their soapboxes after a couple of white kids get murdered, you know what I'm saying? And not to just belittle those children. Those all children were all precious. And I think it was even one black child.
Right.
But the whole point is they're gonna get on their soapbox when it happens in hometown suburbia America, and they're gonna wanna hoop and holler.
Exactly.
But they don't want to give up all the AR-15s and all the choppers. You feel me? They still want to. Matter of fact, they still gonna sell some of them to the fucking cartel.
Anyway, I mean, come on. Before they even hit the street. Shit, he's like, they're going to tell their little members, hey, I got a little deal on some guns, man. You know you go ahead and cop them, and they're going to give them to them.
Right.
And then your homeboy said something about no other country is barbaric. Shit, me, China, the motherfuckers is ran by, you know, they ran by drug lords. And then these the same businessmen that we see, but they got their street motherfuckers that run the street.
Yeah, they got their Yakuza behind them. You know what I'm saying?
Right, you know what I'm saying? They got all the motherfuckers and they killing motherfuckers for no reason anyway. They ain't coughing no money, they killing and walking away, and ain't nobody going to say shit.
Who gonna say shit? Cause you ain't got no gun if you want to buck on them anyway, nigga.
Hell no.
Somebody else have guns in that motherfucker. You got me fucked up. I ain't giving up shit, nigga.
That's real.
I'm gonna fuck what law they pass. Bitch, gonna have to come take mine's body here. Here
I. I'm going down busing.
Don't like it. I'm gonna fuck who don't agree.
That's it, for real. Fuck them.
And you can call me Wild West, Redneck, whatever the fuck you want to call me. Bitch, make sure you say strapped at the end of it, ho. Now,
started, bitch.
Oh, other question. Do you think that hip hop contributes to mass murder? Do you think that hip hop contributes to gun violence? What do you think?
Hell no. Ain't no damn way. It's got to be somebody stupid enough to sit there and listen to the lyrics and say, you know what? He just said, go ahead and kill this bitch. You know, I'm going to go ahead and go do this shit. Man, you got to be the dumbest motherfucker in the world. No, them is just lyrics.
You got some weak-minded people.
Weak-minded motherfuckers.
You got some weak-minded
just go take the lyrics and just go run with them and act like, you know, I listen to hip-hop. Bitch, dude, don't say that shit. Because then you corrupting the whole music scene. Because that's the case. You can't listen to no damn music. If that's the case, all we have is fucking R&B. You know what I'm saying? What the fuck?
Yeah.
We have fucking jazz. Get the fuck out of here.
All right. I'm gonna ask you. I can say I don't know. I agree with you about 85%. I will, even though I'm an artist myself, and of course I specialize in hip hop and in hip hop. I will give it to somebody if they want to come on the show and they say, look, man, Blizzle, you know hip hop be having some violent shit, and kids when they're young they're impressionable and they like to listen to shit and that shit get into their head. You know, I can understand somebody saying that about violence, period.
Right.
But I never heard, I stopped short of, if you want to say that, I'd be like, I'll reluctantly say, yeah, you know, we probably, hip hop is probably, you know, some shit that you know, you ain't going to ride around listening to classical music when you're on your way to goddamn get into a
bank. Right. You go rob a bank and
okay. That's true. That's cool. But that's where I stop it. But like I said, I've never known someone that just ride around and just really, I've never heard any hip hop that just incites you to want to commit a crime like going and shooting up a group of fucking first graders, bro.
Especially those kids. I mean, like I said, my heart goes out to all those families, you know, and everybody who lost their life in general, you know, they in God's hands. But, I mean, like I said, that was a senseless, you know, that's a senseless crime, plain and simple. I mean, ain't no way, like I said, autism does not make this person go in there go kill unless he already been thinking about it and was already on some old fuck shit any damn way from the get-go. So you can't blame this fucking little his disease as a damn problem. I got cousins who has autism, and they don't act nowhere like that, and they older. Ain't no way. If anything, they move a little bit slower because they don't realize how fucking fast the world is going.
Right. So.
It's really crazy. But like I say, if I did have to give it a percent of hip hop contributing to violence, it would be very small. It'd be less than 10%. Cause ain't no way. Any sane individual is gonna listen to the lyrics and say, you know what, I need to go ahead and do this.
Well, the thing is, I've heard that before, but the first thing somebody's gonna say is, well, obviously they're not sane. So, well, is it the music or is it the fact that they're not sane that caused them to do it then? That's what I would say right after that. So,
right.
Yeah. Last question, I'm going to get to the next caller. How do you think the media coverage on these incidents have been? Do you think that race plays a part in the coverage of the gun violence? And how do you feel about President Obama going down to that town? But when there was a lot of Chicago,
it was only the right thing for him to do because he is the leader of the country. So you cannot, you know, that's politics / being human about the situation. So he had to go do that, you know. I'm not gonna make no excuse for him. That was what he had to do. And what was the other question?
Well, how do you feel about the media coverage of the whole incident? Do you think
the media is gonna be stupid about it anyway? They're gonna break it down to all type of races. They're gonna come up with the stats and everything else. So you know, the media is always, you know, about blowing up a situation to make it bigger than what it is.
No, I mean, do you think that if this happens, like when stuff like this happens? When mass murder happens in Chicago, it doesn't get played. It doesn't get a full 3 days in a CNN special, 24 hours.
It don't. But at the same time, my thing is I watch news, world news, local news, different states. Anytime I hear about any senseless crime, I mean, of course, my heart goes out to them. I mean, I wasn't there. I don't know them. But my heart goes out to them regardless because their life was taken. You know what I'm saying? So that's just how I look at it in general. I mean, I got to look at it as a whole compared to saying just a piece. You can't never just give a little small portion of it. You got to think about everything together.
Well, actually, I do, and that's why I feel like as a whole, the media it is biased because you know when we drop a drone on a village trying to get this one or two, three, four terrorists, and we kill 23 people and 10 of them was kids. You know what I'm saying? Nobody says. No, there are no bleeding heart people all on TV saying we need to stop flying drones.
Right. I mean, like I said, and they want to make up excuses and say, you know, we had to do this to stop these people. Well, my thing is, if they can do that, you know, why make every other situation bigger than what it is?
Yeah. So this situation was warranted. I feel like they, you know, I knew it was going to be a whole weekend story, and I feel, and again, this is one of the worst tragedies to happen in America.
Yeah, especially
them America,
kids.
So.
Come on, man. I mean, that them innocent kids we talking about.
I know. I'm just saying. I'm just saying. White kids in Connecticut, so ain't no important than a fucking Arab kid, so
exactly.
Over there.
Exactly, and that's my point too. Exactly.
When
it comes to war, they don't care.
Yeah.
When it's war, they don't care. It's about war. Let them handle their business and then worry about all the other stuff later. It's like let them go ahead and take care of the war and then we'll mourn for the families then. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, again, that's total horseshit. But okay. All right. Let me get to the next caller, man. All right. Let's get a female on the line real quick. Let's see, Michigan girl. What's happening, babe?
What's going on?
I thank y'all for being patient. I got a lot of people on the phone lines. I'm trying to move fast as I can. We're halfway through the show. Welcome to K100 Internet Radio. Episode 416, Guns and Hip Hop. We're talking about the gun control issue, how hip hop music affects violent acts. Does it incite mass murder like this guy or this lunatic? I don't want to say this disturbed individual. No, this fucking crazy fuck, lunatic, dumbass, who I have absolutely zero, and I mean, when I tell you zero sympathy for, and I'm not even really feeling his mammy on top of that. Even though she got killed too, I'm not really feeling sorry for Nancy. I'm just not. I can't. Because she's pretty much the perpetrator of the shit because it was her guns. And I'm not feeling sorry for Nancy, okay? I'm not. My heart's not bleeding for her. But that's just, maybe that's cruel. She's dead, killed by her own son. That's tragic. But her actions, inadvertently, but her actions caused the death of all those kids at the end of the day. You got to put some responsibility on Nancy, on the mama, okay? I'm just saying, people, it's sad that she's dead, killed by her own child, allegedly, but damn it, her recklessness, at the end of the day, if everything's happening, they're saying it's happening, her recklessness got those damn kids killed. And that's just, I can't feel sorry for the fact that she's dead behind it. She should have spent life in prison behind it. She should have went to prison behind this whole scenario. You mean to tell me she ain't had no responsibility in this? Even if he didn't kill her, if he just got the guns, didn't kill her, but went off to all the kids, what would we be saying? Matter of fact, Michigan girl, do you think anything should have happened to his mom if he didn't kill her and she lived before we even get into it? What do you think?
Yeah, she should have been held responsible since they were her guns and they were not securely locked up. Okay, if you're going to have guns, they need to be locked up. And I don't care. They can say, well, he was 20, he was grown. But, okay, if y'all want to stress he had autism or whatever, which the form of autism he has, which they're saying is Apgar's, doesn't make you violent. So, first of all, them trying to say he had autism is just a scapegoat to try to put it on mental illness, because the form of autism that they're saying he had doesn't even make you violent. It makes you not social. You don't know how to react in social settings, and you have to be taught how to interact socially. It doesn't make you violent. So, but if you know you have a child with these issues, why do you have these guns and they're not locked up? And why are you telling people that you take your sons for target practice, but no one can find any records of any credited places or actual places where you've taken them for target practice? So that means you're doing some sideways, backwards shit on your own if you're taking them out in the woods somewhere showing them how to shoot these guns. So all that right there just sounds suspect to me.
All right. And now I do remember all those facts being stated on the news, so yeah. Okay, so to the first.
I have a gun and I have kids. And although my kids don't have development issues, my gun is put up. Matter of fact, for the longest time, they didn't even know there was a gun in the house. But as a single woman, you damn better believe if somebody comes stepping up in here that don't belong, they going to catch one. Because I have to protect my kids. And as your caller talking about you ain't going to have time to get to the gun, come on now. You're going to hear some glass breaking. You're going to hear something. My gun may be locked up, but I can get to it really quickly.
I already know. I don't even know what the fuck Mike was talking about. If you kick in my door, it's a 90% chance you're going to leave out flat. You may be a 10% chance I can't get to it. Maybe 10% chance something may jam. But if you kick my fucking door in, you're going to catch something. It's a 90% chance you're going to get shot. Not me. You.
Okay, but tell him, just like this example, I am a single woman with two kids. So somebody come in my house and I don't have a gun. It's a man. You think I can fight a man? I'm little. I'm only 5'3.5". I can't fight a man off. So if I don't have a way to protect myself or at least scare him to make him leave out, then what? I'm going to be murdered, my kids murdered, or possibly raped in front of my kids. I have a daughter. What, she going to be raped? So he can miss me with all the, ain't nobody life never been saved by having a gun in the house. What about the 85-year-old lady who somebody came to her house and she shot him and they ran back out the back door and she called the police and the police was like, okay, we on our way, but you did right. What's to say what would have happened to her if she wouldn't have had that gun and scared that robber out of her house? Yeah, you could call the police when you hear the window breaking, but 9 times out of 10, they ain't going to get there before something possibly happened to you. So I'd rather take my chances with protecting myself and protecting my kids. So I will have a gun. I will keep a gun. I don't care.
Hey, you won't hear no argument from me over here. So... What do you think about the gun laws, man? In the wake of everything that's popped off with these kids getting killed and everything, what do you think? Should we, obviously, you don't feel like we should get rid of all guns. What do you think? Should we get rid of some guns or have tighter, stricter rules? What would you suggest?
I'm not gonna say we should get rid of all guns, because at the end of the day, even if we try to outlaw all guns, as we all know, criminals can always find guns. I'm gonna just keep it 100 because it's K100. I had a gun before I was legally able to buy one. We ain't gonna talk about how it happened or whatever the case may be. But you can always get a gun if you want one. So even if y'all outlaw the criminals, that's why they're called criminals. They will always find a way to get something. So no. Don't outlaw all guns, because law-abiding citizens need to be able to protect themselves. Now, if you want to say a law-abiding citizen don't need an AK-47 or assault rifle, I can work with that. If you want to say you need a background check and you got to wait 3 days, okay, I can even work with that too, because guess what? I'm going to clear it, and people that probably need guns for their own protection and not some other BS will probably clear it too. So, okay, you can do all of that, but don't try to get rid of all guns just saying, oh, we need to get rid of all guns, because sadly enough, there will always be criminals, and they will always find a way to do something. So even if they come in your house with a knife, you still can't protect yourself, because they can still stab you.
Mm-hmm. You're right. You're absolutely right about that. So, I mean, I'm trying to pull up stats that Raspberry Rawls. Raspberry Rawls sent me some stats. I guess these are stats to combat the stats that Mike has been spewing out. He's just, you know, a statistician or some shit now.
I mean, everybody, you know, feels certain ways when they get enlightened. But we live in a big city, and, like, there are, like, while he's talking about what, that's a home invasion, what, once or twice a month. No, every time I sometimes literally hate watching the news, because there is a home invasion, somebody robbing somebody, carjack. I mean, sadly enough, this is the world we live in. So it happens. So I don't know what he's talking about. Oh, if you ain't doing nothing, then ain't nobody coming and kicking in your door. No, that's not true. Because the 85-year-old woman wasn't doing nothing. Somebody came and kicked in her. People see you maybe have nice things in your house, and they say, oh, that looks like a single one, or whatever the case may be. It's not always about you doing something to provoke someone trying to come in your house or someone targeting you.
That was
so
also
I don't know
very
where
ludicrous.
He got that from. I don't know
that
where he
ludicrous.
Got that from, but, I mean, when
it
I
was ludicrous. Younger,
it
was
I lived with my
statement.
Grandparents who worked every day, and somebody kicked in the door. Granted, we weren't home. And, yes, my grandfather had guns, so had we been there, they would have got blasted up. But, see, they watched. But some people just bold nowadays. They don't just sit and wait till you ain't there. They coming in while you they don't give a damn. But in that case, they while we weren't there. Both of my grandparents worked every day, so they were doing nothing that warrants somebody coming and kicking in their door.
Yeah. I know. I mean, this is the problem. Even if this is the thing with that whole statement. The thing is, even if it is more people who houses get kicked in with when they're doing some criminal activity or whatever, even if that's true, even if more people houses who get kicked in is often doing something, it's not about them. It's about the other ones who wasn't doing nothing. It's about the one. It's about you being that person, that victim, that day. You feel what I'm saying? It's not about all these numbers. These 10,000 people die from guns. That's tragic. That's sad. But there's a motherfucking lot of guns in this country. And being as though it's a lot of guns in this country, I want to be motherfuckers with one, because it's so many people with them, good, bad, whatever. Yes, people say this whole thing about the boogeyman. Fuck the boogeyman, nigga. I'm worried about Jack Boy.
Yeah,
I'm worried about
poor
fuckers. I'm worried about...
What the fuck is it?
I mean,
I'm worried about Joe Blow on the corner or
whoever.
Whoever
the fuck it is trying to cause me harm at any point in time in my life, period. Okay? This is not about some phantom fear. You know what I'm saying? That we've got to, you know, I don't wake up every day paranoid like, oh shit, I just need to get my gun. Somebody's gonna rob me today. Somebody's gonna kill me. Oh my god, I just can't even function without. No, fuck that. I really go about my business, about my day like it's whatever. But in case a motherfucker feel froggy, bitch, jump. Next question. All right. Do you think hip hop contributes to mass murder or violence? What do you think?
Mass murder? No. And honestly, if I had any amount, it would maybe consider a small amount too violent because, like as you were saying, okay, folks doing their dirt. They're not, you know, listening to classical music or whatever. But pop, sadly, for the most part, portrays someone's lifestyle. Even if it's not the person that's rapping, they either heard this story. A lot of the violence comes from things that people have lived through. So it's not like they... I know it's turned into them glorifying it, but it's not necessarily that they're trying to glorify. It started with an artistic expression of them trying to tell you what's going on in the hood. And if you're going to blame it on hip-hop, what about rock music? What about all that all the other genres of music that talk about craziness and, you know, all that other stuff? Everything is always wanted to be put on hip-hop, and hip-hop does have violence in it, but at the end of the day, I wouldn't say that it contributes to mass murder or any of that other stuff. I mean, it has violence in it, but so does everyday life. You can watch the news and see violence.
Mm-hmm. Mental illness.
So even if you ban hip-hop, you still going to turn on the news and see violence. So,
First of all, before hip-hop, we had the Holocaust. So I don't even really give a shit about nothing nobody can tell me. Human beings are evil motherfuckers. Before motherfuckers, Rapper's Delight came out, nigga. I don't want to hear that shit. Miss me with the bullshit. Miss me with the bullshit.
To do with hip hop, who would always miss him with a
cops
would
beat
us. Able?
Cops, it was nigga. Slavery was before hip hop, so all these motherfuckers kicked my black ass.
There was murder in the Bible, and that had nothing to do with hip hop either. So
I mean,
what? People
are just violent.
One brother killed the other brother.
People are just violent. Human. Let me make perfectly clear this. Look, man. This is you hear it all the time, but it's just so simple. But people like Mike and other people just act like they don't want to hear it. Guns can't kill anyone without a human being ordering it to. Okay. Period. Point blank. A knife can't stab a motherfucker by itself. All right? And people. We got to stop making excuses for the acts and just say human beings are some evil fucks. We are we some evil bastards. Now you can blame that on whatever you want to blame it on. You can blame it on God and the devil, Satan, the apple, whatever the fuck. I don't care what notion you come up with, whatever your religious beliefs is, I don't care. But I want people to stop blaming all these inert things who can't really, you know what I'm saying, all these inert things on the evil of man. This guy went and shot up an elementary school full of children. And you want to blame the guns? Yes, he was able to do it because he had the guns. But if he would have came in there, And when it came in there with a motherfucking sword or machete, he could have trained in the art of swords fair like they did in like Japan, and came in there and slaughtered at least 10 of them kids before somebody came in there and before this guy. He could have still if he's nice with a sword without even because before they had guns, these samurais would come in there and kill 20 motherfuckers by themselves with the one sword. So I mean it's. The art of killing is taught by people, and people take inert objects and turn them into killing things that kill people.
Right. And let's be clear on this other thing. His going to get his mama guns was his backup plan. He tried to get a gun 3 days before, so he was already on some BS, which is why I don't buy the mental thing. He was already on some BS. He tried to get a gun 3 days before and got denied because his paperwork was not correct. So going to get his mama gun was backup. So this was something that was thought out. This was something obviously that was planned. Now,
yeah.
Because he killed himself, we may never know the whole depth of it. And, of course, we only going to get what the media tells us. But they found record that he went and applied for a gun 3 days before this, and he couldn't get it because his paperwork was not correct. So he went to the next option, which was, let me go get mama guns because I got access.
Right. So let me go to the next caller. Thanks for being patient.
Wait, you said you had one more. I gave you my other question.
Oh, what question was that? Let me see. Hold on.
I don't know. You said you was. I got one more question.
Okay. Oh yeah, the media coverage of these incidents. Do you think that race played a part in the media coverage? Now, like I said earlier on Facebook, I said I seen someone. It was a talk show here, an AM talk show here in Atlanta, 1380, and they're talking about, well, it's a black station. It's actually a black talk show. They were discussing how media coverage just was getting, as opposed to when, you know, black kids were getting murdered. It was like 60 people got killed in one weekend in Chicago. Or when we drop a drone over in Afghanistan, trying to kill two terrorists, and we'll drop a bomb on a whole village and kill 28 people, and 10 of them be kids, maybe these white kids over here in Connecticut. And, you know, no one cries bloody murder, and we don't even have to answer for that. It's, you know, and what that does is just make those people hate us even more and want to strap bombs to their stuff and come fly planes inside our buildings, and the shit goes over and over and over and over and over. But the death of a child, whether it be a young Arab child over in Afghanistan or a teenager in or a small young middle schooler over in Chicago, is equally tragic. But of course, this is as tragic as it is. This happened in suburban white America, and so the news and all of a sudden it's an outrage and everything. And they were being critical. Some of the callers were, not necessarily the host, but some of the callers were critical of the fact that President Obama is from Chicago, and when all the violence was happening over there, he didn't decide to come over there and try and talk to the people, but he did take it upon himself to go to this school over here with his all-white community when these kids were killed. And people were being critical of him on that. And they were critical of the media coverage in general of it. So what do you think about that? What do you think about that criticism of the president, and what do you think about the media scrutiny? The way the media is covering it.
At the end of the day, regardless of what happens, race is always going to come into it. I lived in Chicago for years, and now I remember when all of this happened in Chicago and, like, you know, a bunch of, you know, people got killed or whatever. And I remember the president speaking about it. Now, I think the difference is, and, of course, race plays a small part, but I really, really think that the reason why this is because it was in a school, and these were little bitty kids. Not that, and don't get me wrong, not that a teenager dying on the street is any less tragic, because trust me, I'm a parent, I have a teenage son, so I feel that. But what people need to understand is, for some reason, when you take little bitty innocent kids, I don't care if they black, white, purple, orange, green, you take these little bitty innocent kids who were in school, someplace that is supposed to be safe, it's more so about the fact that they were 5, 6, 7 years old, just starting their life. They were in school somewhere where it's supposed to be safe, and this lunatic came in and shot this place up. Now, what happened in Chicago, from what I remember, there were a bunch of different murders, not something as centralized as like a school shooting or anything like that. So I think that that's the difference, and I think that people are always going to be critical of the president, but I think more so him going there and him being so moved about it is because he is a father, and his children are close to that age. And he sends them to school, although he's the president and they probably go to a private school, he still sends them off to school every day like those parents did to their kids, and they're never going to see them again. And that's not to, you know, say anything about, you know, like I said, teenagers that die on the street, but I just think by those kids being so young, I don't necessarily just think that it's because they're white, because there was a little black girl, or she's mixed or something. I don't think it's just because they're white. I think it's because they were so young and they were at school. And that's that's typically somewhere where it's supposed to be safe. Like, I honestly believe if something like this happened in, like, a church, God forbid, it would be just as big, because church and school are places where you're supposed to be safe, where you shouldn't even have to think about, you know, such things happening. And I really think that that's what most of the hype is about. Now, of course, I live in the real world, so I know there is a small part of it that is about race. It was a suburban white community. But I really think the bigger thing is because they were little kids and they were at school.
Okay. All right, you're probably right, but A death is a death. A child is a child.
I mean, yeah,
a drone attack in Afghanistan is equally a threat. When you kill, you trying to kill two terrorists and you kill them, but then you kill 10 kids on top of it, same thing.
So what the thing is, we're conditioned to think, looking for terror. That's a casualty of war. Sadly,
no.
We don't know. I'm just saying that's
collateral damage.
But people don't identify with that as much as
I know we don't because we're trained not to. We don't identify with it because
saying,
we're told by the media not to do it. We're told by the media that it doesn't matter.
Color. That's just about we're conditioned to not feel anything when we attack people over there. That's how it's looked at. Well, we're attacking them, so, that's that. But this is over here.
I know, and that's no excuse.
I'm not saying it's right. I'm just saying that that's how we... But think back to, and look up articles about how Vietnam was portrayed. It was still the same way. They killed kids then, but it was portrayed of, oh, we're fighting this war. And
right.
they weren't to be looked at as like, oh, these little kids. It was, we're fighting this war. We're trying to do this, whatever the case may be. So I don't necessarily think that's because that's just how the media has conditioned the United States over the years to say, okay, we're fighting this war. So you don't think about them as people. You think about it as a whole of we're trying to, win this war versus when it's here in America on our soil. It's like, no, how could this happen?
All right. Stand by. Next caller. 443-928. What's up, though?
What's going on, Twink?
Oh, what's happening, Twink? What's good with you? 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show, www.blogtalkradio.com/K100radio. I'm your host, Blizzom, man. Thanks for tuning in to the show, episode 416, Guns and Hip-Hop. And we're talking about how hip-hop music affects violence and everything because it's thrown out there as another reason why America is so violent, as this has anything to do with this nut job going up and shooting what hip hop? Just find me the hip hop song that said that condones anything of the sort. You can find me the hip hop song where it says kill somebody who tried to kill you, kill somebody who trying to rob you, kill somebody. I don't know. You can find me a whole bunch of hip hop songs telling you to kill people, but find me the one that told you to kill a kid, to run up in a school, to even insinuate something so crazy. I keep hearing these people. It's like they always find some kind of way to just bring up hip-hop into all of this crap. Hip-hop should even be talked about in this whole discussion. You want to talk about gun control? Fine. You want to talk about mental illness issues and how we need to regulate that? Fine. Why are we talking about hip-hop? Why is anybody even talking about hip-hop music right now? Is the point. That's what I'm trying to get across. So 403-928 tweet, what's up, though? What do you think?
In all honesty, if you're going to talk about hip-hop destroying people or causing you to kill somebody, whenever someone commits suicide, then you need to look at, was it rock or heavy metal? Because there's actually a song that tells you how to kill yourself and how to do suicide if you listen to those genres. So you really can't blame music for what someone does, because you can look at the parents. The parents should regulate what your child listens to up until a certain age and then make sure that your child understands this is just a song. You don't have to listen to everything. Make sure your child's an individual. My children listen to Kid Bop, and if it don't come on Disney Channel or Nickelodeon, my kids don't listen to it. And even then, I don't allow them to listen to some of the stuff that comes on there because of the age. I have little kids. So you can't really blame an outside influence on something that you as a parent should be doing. If you're not teaching your child and you're allowing music and television to teach your children, it's not TV's fault. They're entertaining you, and you're neglecting your child.
Good point. What do you think about everything that's been happening up there? And you're actually closer up there to Connecticut than everybody else is, that's on the phone pretty much, I think. What do you think about the gun issue? Should we get rid of all guns? Should we get rid of some guns? Should we have stricter rules for getting guns? What do you think about it?
I have a 5-year-old little girl and twin 3-year-olds, and I own 2. You don't need to get rid of them. Baltimore is not. I used to live in Baltimore City. I now live outside of Baltimore. The house, 2 houses from me, got robbed when I moved out of Baltimore City, the home of The Wire. The worst place in the world to live, let someone outside of Baltimore tell you. I got moved out of Baltimore, and the house 2 doors down got robbed. I didn't. Why? Because people know, don't step in here because you might not step out. You're not going to walk out of here, and if you do, you're going to bully me yet.
So
but
you
I can
think
guarantee
that
you, my children so, don't know where that bullet going to come from or don't know how to get to it.
So you think that having a gun and letting it be known is a deterrent? Do you think if people know that you or feel that you got a gun, they're less likely to attack you?
Well,
what do you think?
Me personally, I know they won't. Any other person, I can't speak for other people, but I know with the situation that I am in and the situation and the way my past was, ain't nobody coming near me at all because of the miracles of gunplay. Like, I understand, you know, yeah, back in the day, guns was horrible, and the person holding the gun did some stupid stuff. But the gun itself, if it's laying on the table, it ain't going to kill nobody. If a person don't touch that gun, it's not going to go off. It's not going to kill nobody. The gun didn't walk into the school and kill all them people. The guy holding the gun thought about it and pulled the trigger. You don't accidentally kill them many people. You don't accidentally kill your brother and then drive from Jersey or Philly, wherever, I believe it was Jersey, and to Connecticut to go kill a bunch of people. There had to be something that clicked in this man's head on that drive. You know, just, you can't say, okay, if he didn't have access to the guns, maybe it wouldn't have happened.
Well, he still
no,
got,
it wouldn't have happened.
He tried to get it. This is the thing. And this is for everybody who wants to say we need stricter gun rules. Just like the last caller said, he actually tried to get guns himself and couldn't. So he went and got his mom's shit.
I know, but like you said,
so,
if
she didn't have her shit locked up and secured and shit. So it's really on her more than anything because she had it where he could get, you know, she had her gun to where he get to him. Maybe she did have it locked up. If he crazy, if he just snapped and then, you know, got him in a gun case, I mean, unless the gun case is made of fucking 10-inch steel, if it's just a wooden gun case with a lock on it, the average child can't get in there, but a grown person can break into that gun case and get to them mm-hmm. guns. You feel me?
So even if she did have it locked up,
maybe I was a little hard on her earlier. So maybe he did have him locked up. Maybe Nancy did. I don't know. But if he didn't have access to that gun,
Even if he didn't have access to that gun and he still in his mind wants to kill that many people, he'd have found a way to do it. He'd have built a bomb. He'd have grabbed a knife. He'd have grabbed the pipe. Like, if you're going to get rid of things to kill, get rid of staplers, get rid of letter openers, get rid of bowling pins, you can kill somebody with anything, and you can't just call everything
Get rid of cars. If he wanted to be fucking crazy, he could have waited till fucking recess. Today was all outside playing and just got a pickup truck and just plowed into fucking a whole group of kids.
Exactly.
Then
exactly.
What were you saying? Oh, my God, we're going to sue Dodge? We want to get rid of Dodge cars because this crazy motherfucker just ran down a crowd full of cars and then a whole bunch of kids and made a U-turn and came back and plowed over some more.
Like,
he's
so
fucking crazy. He did
it. You can't blame the weapon he used because, you know, he could have used anything.
Right.
You can't blame whatever song he was listening to up there because, like you said, there's no song that goes, you know what, and after you kill your brother, head up to that elementary school. Nobody in their right mind has that as a lyric. No one talks about killing anybody's children. All right, yeah, I might kill your daddy in front of your kids, but I'm going to leave the kids there. I'm not about to kill the kids. Not that I've ever done that. I hope the fans don't listen to your show.
I don't know. They say I'm a threat. Who knows? But let me go to the next question. I got another call on the 850-319 is up next. Then the 404. Everybody's been waiting patiently. I've been trying to let everybody get their expressions out because this is a hot topic. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to let everybody get their point across. So do you think that, what do you think about the mental illness of it? Do you think that this person having, claiming to be autistic?
My son.
I don't even know about autism. I mean, like someone already said, autism doesn't even make you want to go kill a fucking room full of kids. If anything, it makes you count better. I don't know.
No.
I don't know. What the fuck?
My son.
Did you know autism on Rain Man?
Is,
I don't know.
It's classified as autistic. And he is, I mean, the only problem he has is social awkwardness. Like, he doesn't talk to people. He'd much rather point and, you know, like, you have to take a little bit more time with him to explain things to him. But he's not violent. He don't go around wanting to fight people, wanting to kill cats. And, you know, he don't do none of that. Granted, he's still a baby, but he still, again, it goes back to the parents. If you teach your children the difference between right and wrong,
well, I don't know about that. I don't know about that, Twink. I don't know about that particular notion, because you can raise a child up one way and they turn out totally different. You can take a child to church 3-4 times a week and tell them God is good and God is everything, and tell them, you know, you need to, you know, to be a Christian and all that, and then they grow up and they be in the motherfucking club every weekend fucking out of both ears.
I agree with you, because my father was a deacon, and I've been, and there was a point in time when I was arrested.
And you be fucking out both ears.
No.
So.
I am a preacher's wife, thank you very much. I am a preacher's wife, and I don't do none of that. And anything I did prior to this, is irrelevant.
I'm just keep shooting you until you start telling the goddamn truth.
Oh, no, that is the truth now.
Yeah, true, right. So that's what we were talking about. They keep giving you gunshots till you just stop with the madness. This is the point. The mental illness thing, I'm just sick of them. I'm sick of every time somebody does this. Just like the guy in the fucking Colorado, man. The guy in Colorado, oh my God, they just, he had some kind of neurology. I don't even know. They was just making up shit, trying to come up with the reason why. And sometimes the reason why, he's just, an ass. He's an ass. He's a dick. He's a dick. He's an asshole. He's a dick. He's a douchebag. He's a lunatic. He's a crazy fucking nut job. And just call it what it is, man. Stop making up these excuses for these stupid motherfuckers.
It's because to the world, America can't look like sane people are doing insane things. We have to be the stronger country, which is completely a lie.
We're not, because we fucking commit mass murder all the time. By order of the fucking president. That's just the truth. I know y'all be mad at me. Y'all don't love me. I voted for Obama, but you know, Obama is a part of the system. You know that. You know that, right? As much as I like the guy, he's cool. Better president by far than Bush ever was, whatever. But at the end of the day, he is also the commander in chief. He is the one who orders motherfuckers to kill innocent people sometimes. It's his job. It's his job. But he does do it.
No, the thing with the president, if you really look at how the government is set up, the president is the face of America. If you're going to blame anybody, you have to blame the government as a whole, because everyone has to come to a unanimous vote about it. That might be unanimous, but everyone has to come to a vote about it. So you can't just go, oh, well, the president did this. You have to be mad at the entire government, Republicans, Democrats, liberals, everyone as a whole.
When I say the government, but he has to be included in the word.
Well, no, I'm not saying you personally. I'm just saying, because I've heard plenty of people, oh, Obama this, Obama. What about the people sitting in the other, you know, official chairs? Like, you can't just go, Obama fucked the country. No, he didn't. There's other people, like, Obama can be vetoed, and that shit don't never happen. He has to get permission to run the country from 30 other motherfuckers. You can't just, Obama don't just wake up and go, you know what, fuck it, we going to make this shit legal. And sign a piece of paper and it's done. No, there's a vote process. And people that don't vote or have the shit just presented to you, if you don't look up the facts to find out, then you just pretty much as dumb as everyone else. You have to do your research. And you have to, if you didn't this really irritates me, because I've spent so much time looking through government paperwork and finding everything. You can't just go, well, the president is who makes all the decisions. There are other branches of the government that make up so much of what is going on in America. You can't just be mad at the president. The president's election pretty much means almost nothing, because you still got everyone else that you need to elect to make up the government as a whole.
Mm-hmm. So what do you think about the last question? I'm going to get to the next call. The last question. How do you think about the media? What do you think about the media coverage, you know what I'm saying, on these incidents? How do you feel it's been? Do you think that race plays a part in the coverage of these gun violence?
Because you remember the DC sniper when everyone thought they was white, how they was on the news every day, but then when they found out they was black, ain't nobody give a shit about them.
They damn sure didn't give a fuck if they was mentally ill or not.
Exactly.
They give a fuck, nigga. You going down. You gonna get the gas.
Race plays a big part, because when they were presumed white, it was, I wonder what's going through their minds. What's wrong with them? Why are they doing this? Found out it was two niggas, is, oh, them motherfuckers just need to be killed. Everyone now wants to know what's wrong with the suspect or the murderer. No one is talking about the victim in this situation, which is the only part of the media coverage that pisses me off. Why are you glorifying the guy that did the killing? You need to talk about the children. If you want to talk about anything, all right, well, here's a couple facts about the guy that did it. But let's talk about these kids' lives that were lost. Let's talk about the victims. Why do we always talk about and glorify the person that is doing wrong? Because if I decide, you know what, I'm going to kill myself, but I want to be remembered for the rest of my life, I'm going to go down to Arundel Mills Mall. I'm going to go to Mall of America, largest mall of America. I'm going to blow that bitch up. Why? Because everybody going to remember me, and then I'm going to kill myself because I'm going to be immortalized. Nobody wants to be forgotten, even if they kill themselves. And if you kill yourself, it's because you feel as if you're neglected, you're forgotten, you're alone. So why leave the world the same way that you felt the whole time you was living? I really don't agree with the way the media covers things. Like, trust me, from someone that knows suicide, that things like that run through your mind. You know what? If I feel neglected, how can I be remembered? How can I feel not? How can I my cry for help? Before he did this, there was a cry for help before he did this. Blizzard, you've seen my cry for help, and it's like there's always a cry for help before you go out and do something that ultimately ends in the taking of your own life. So you can't just blame him. You have to blame the people around him, his friends and family also.
Mm-hmm. Right. I agree. And I really agree with the part that you said about how they glorify the bad guy. And people have said this time and time again. You keep giving these guys a platform, it's going to keep being copycat motherfuckers, because they want to be the bet. They want to be the next guy. One guy is getting all this press coverage because he fucking came in there with a fucking in a theater and dressed up, you know, in fatigue. Well, next time I'm going to dress up in some other shit. And then I'm going to do this on top of that. You know, they actually get, you know, why do you think crazy motherfuckers on death row have fan mail? Jeffrey Dahmer, all those motherfuckers get fan mail, okay? That tells you how sadistic people are. People are sadistic and crazy as fuck. Those mass murderers, Timothy McVeigh, those motherfuckers have fan mail, followers.
Can I address one of your previous callers?
Yeah.
Okay. I do not agree with the fact that he doesn't think that we should have the death penalty, only because life in prison, even though your life might be hard, as a taxpayer, I am paying for you to have 3 meals a day, for you to have a bed to sleep in, and for you to be able to call somebody if someone answers, and for you to watch TV. I'll be damned if you kill somebody that I like, love, or even knew a little bit and still pay for you to live. Dead.
Yeah.
Kill that motherfucker. That's the reason I agree with the death penalty. People, oh, it's not a good life living in prison, but it's still a life. If I kill your mama, are you telling me you want me to be able to live and still do whatever the fuck I want? Even if I'm not doing what I want on my own terms, I'm still living and breathing, and I can call my mom. I can call my family up like, yo, what's good? Can you call your mama? No, I killed her, but I can call you up and ask you how you're doing.
Right. I'm definitely a death penalty guy, especially with some shit like you wanted to kill a fucking whole kill. 20-something people, all these damn little bitty-ass fucking six-year-olds. Nigga, I only want you to go to trial, nigga. I don't want him getting the trial. Fuck that. Fuck trial, bitch.
I would have been a whole lot
of people
to know
why he did it. Kill him. I don't even want him to go to trial. I don't want him to goddamn, How long it take to, we know he did it. Gonna kill him. We know like that right there, we know he did it. And anyway, we gotta go to trial for? Anybody got time for that?
Got me is my children were in school when I was watching this on the news. My 5-year-old and 3-year-olds were in school, and I'm watching it. Some elementary school just got shot up. Now I'm like, damn, this school, someplace my baby should go. Get on the bus, go, and I should be able to stand there at the bus stop and watch my kids come home. I would have been devastated. It took Jesus himself for me not to run in that school, find him, bring him back to life, and kill him my damn self if I got a phone call that my child was dead.
I think most people will agree. 850-319. What up, though?
Hey, what's up?
Shay, what's happening? What's going on? Long time no hear from. What's been up?
Not much. Just been working. You know how that goes.
I know.
I barely got home enough to catch you. What I did.
Yeah, for sure. Well, thanks for calling into the show. Episode 416. www.blogtalkradio.com/K100radio. I'm your host, Blizzum. Thanks for tuning into the show. Follow us on Twitter at K100_radio. Follow me on Twitter at Blizzum. 347-934-0966. We got about 15 minutes left in the show. Guns and hip hop. Amidst the tragedy that happened in Connecticut, I decided to go ahead and do a talk segment and talk about all these issues, gun control, mental health issues, you know, people talking about what the president did, blah, 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 and just all everything just around this tragedy. You know, it really is, it's just horrific. And I don't want, it's two things, that even if you're listening to this show, it's two things I want to make sure I remind you guys of. A, no matter what race of those kids really was, I brung up some of the other stuff that happens to other races of kids, but make no mistake about it. I don't care if those kids were white or not. Those fucking kids did not deserve that shit. Neither did those teachers, that principal. Neither at the end of the day did the mama, but she still got to bear her own weight in this shit. And I think it's more to her. I don't know, but I think it's more to some shit that's going on with that mama than anything. You feel me? That we just don't know about. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? It's just the mama is just on the... I don't trust a woman who wants the AR-15. I don't trust her. Something's going on with her and her mental state. Why she was going to war with the district about trying to get him to come be homeschooled and stuff like, you know, just little stuff. She seems she was a little off, and she probably contributed to his offness, and it spun out of control. You know what I'm saying? Ended up causing him to go berserk, kill her, and just do this crazy, crazy, crazy act. But anyway, Shay. Of course, question one, what do you think about the major question that came out of this whole story, guns, gun control? Do you think we should get rid of guns, some guns, stricter rules for guns? What do you think is the answer? There is no real answer. You can't stop crazy. Crazy motherfuckers will always be around. Crazy motherfuckers been around before AR-15s was even made. It's been crazy motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying? So anyway, what do you think about this, though? What do you think is the solution?
I don't think that getting rid of guns is gonna solve the problem, because criminals use guns. That's what crime is about. People who commit crime do not follow the rules. So if you get rid of guns legally, say, okay, it's illegal for anybody to have a gun, you think criminals going to follow the rules? Say, oh, we can't have guns, so we ain't going to get no guns. The only people, then it's just going to be criminals be running around here with the guns, and the people that are innocent, regular folks, won't have any way to defend themselves against them.
Right, right. So that's the obvious. That's just so obvious. But I mean
that's like common sense. It's like, hello.
I try to tell that to people like Mike from earlier, and it's not sinking into them. You know what I'm saying? But this is the thing. Your argument makes sense, but then you've had Mike on this show. Countless other
people. I got
a
comment to make about something he said, too.
Okay. Go ahead. What do you want to make a comment about?
In reference to, like, you know, well, some people just want to wave their guns around instead of calling the police. Excuse me, but most of the times when black folks call the police, we don't get justice. That's evidence all over the news. How many times have somebody called the police and nothing was done? How many crimes have been committed against black people who did not have a means to defend themselves and still unsolved because ain't nothing got done?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't even know if I've ever called the police. The only time I ever called the police was somebody broke into my car and I walked outside and I needed the fucking police report to get the insurance money.
Well, you initially tried to do the right thing. I mean, you know, we give you some props. You initially tried to do the right thing. But, you know, after doing that for so long, how many times are you going to call the police and they're not going to do nothing? They're going, okay, we'll check into it. Or if they come or they come too late. I mean, how many times that's got to go down before somebody be like, okay, well, forget that. I got to look out for me.
I mean, I totally understand what you're saying. I mean, like I was telling him and I'll tell anybody, you know, people just... The police, I'm not saying don't call the police, whatever. I'm not, you know, I don't like the police. But, you know, I don't tell people to not call the police in certain situations. But sometimes it ain't even about if you want to. It's about time. You don't have time. When some
exactly.
shit crosses, you don't got time. It's a split-second decision. And this is when... You know, action has to be taken right then. And this is when sometimes a gun can save your goddamn life. You know what I'm saying? So I don't even, the whole notion that, yeah, you need to call
the police. Dead people can't call the police.
Period. You know what I'm saying? People that's hog tied up with duct tape can't call the goddamn police either.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Stuffed in the fucking closet and shit. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, stuffed in the trunk or whatever the fuck happens to you. You know what I'm saying? So I don't, look, I'm not even, I already told you, I went back and forth with him, you know what I'm saying, and it is what it is. There's nothing he can say that can change my mind. If he's that's where he's at with it, then okay. But what do you think could be the solution then? If you're saying that we just not get rid of the guns, what would you do? What would you, if you was the president, you could do something, what would you do?
I think we need tighter gun control or gun regulations, I should say, in terms of, you know, background checks, making sure that, you know, the type of guns maybe that people are able to get access to. I mean, on the internet, you can order anything on the internet. I mean, really. I mean, you can just Google it and pop up and there's a way you can go around anything and get what you want. I think it has to be either the manufacturers or distributors. Everybody is going to have tighter control. I mean, you know, it's going to have to be more so like if it's like a waiting time period, you know, like I said, background checks, it's just going to have to be tighter control of who has access to get them in the first place. That's what's going to have to happen.
But even if you can't get it, one of your people get it, like your mama, and then guess what?
Well, you know what? That's her stupid fault right there. I mean, I know she's dead, but you know what? She should have never had those available in that house in the first place.
Why not? Because he's autistic.
Okay, now if you had a mentally retarded child, you're gonna take that child and teach them how to shoot guns. You're gonna take that child and have guns and you know show them all around and you know teach them how to use them and stuff like that. That's kind of you got to have some parental guidelines here. That's bad judgment. I mean that she was all in the wrong for that. I mean, I'm not excusing his behavior because he was autistic or whatever. That doesn't matter. There are high-functioning levels of autistic people in society. How did he get to the school? Didn't he drive?
I guess so.
Well, then guess what? That tells you he knew how to operate a motor vehicle. At some point, he had enough intelligence and level to comprehend one step after the next. You know what I'm saying? I mean, like, it's not excusing what he did at all. Because, you know, he needs to be held. He should have been held responsible.
But what I'm saying is when you say like his mom, even though I feel like she has so much, I feel like she, my thing with her is it's more to her story. You know what I'm saying? It's the reason why she's getting $300K for fucking alimony. And it's more to her. I think when it's all said and done and when the investigation is done, I think the mom is going to have more dirt come out that she was involved with, period, point blank. But when you said that, you know, she should have known. But he was, if you don't have that, you don't go out and teach an autistic child how to shoot. I mean, but if autism is a disease that has never really, you know, been associated with somebody committing mass murder, I mean, why would you not?
That we know of. I mean, it's just common sense. I mean, if you have a child that you know has like some type of developmental issue, I mean, it's like, you know, SLD, I mean, you want to say it or whatever, there's certain things, I mean, as a parent, you don't introduce your child to because you know that they're not able to handle that. I mean, it's like part of autism is they do not process things, you know, in terms of how other people do. So why are you going to go and introduce somebody to something that you already know that they don't have the fully functioning capability to process correctly? You don't know what might happen. So why are you even going to take a chance and introduce that? Not saying that, you know, she was predisposing him to violence. Not to say that, you know, just him being autistic makes him violent. But any child that has an issue, like developmentally, is going to be, if you predispose them to something, their minds don't think like everybody else's mind. So, you know, you don't have a way of knowing how that's going to affect that person later on down the road.
Okay. What do you think about hip-hop's music? In relation to this, do you think hip hop has any bearing? Any? You know, do you think hip hop is something that makes people want to go out and commit this kind of crime?
You know, I think that music, period, has a potential to influence people in different ways. To single out hip hop, I think that's unfair. I would not say that hip hop per se, you know, influences somebody one way or the other more than any other music. Or form of music, rather. I mean, just because somebody listens to hip-hop, that doesn't make them more susceptible to go out and do something violent. Any kind of music that's kind of like hyped up, get you hype, you know, could have that effect. You know, hard rock, heavy metal. I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's like,
yep,
I don't think that just hip-hop per se, you know, makes people go out and do things. I think that music, period, can have an influence on people, whether positive or negative. But it's not, I would not necessarily just say just it's just hip-hop.
Mm-hmm. I bet you he wasn't listening to no goddamn rap. That's what I bet.
I'm pretty sure he wasn't listening to Tupac. I'm pretty sure.
Almost positive he wasn't. What do you think about the media's coverage of this event? What do you think about the president going down there, you know, and all this? How do you think about how the media's handled the whole event?
You know, I'm concerned about the way the media is portrayed. I'm concerned about the way the media is putting it out there. I mean, I don't hear enough about the victims. It's like they really hype it up a lot about this shooter and going back and talking about, I mean, all his past and trying to explain how he is. We don't give a damn how he is. It's like the fact he did this. He killed these little kids. Just went in there and just randomly shot up the place. I mean, we you know, people don't care that, you know, whatever. The fact of the matter is, he was a grown-ass person who premeditatedly committed this horrific crime. And to add insult to injury, he's further being glorified by keeping on talking about him, keeping on talking about him. Like, you know, I think we done talked about him enough. Let's focus on the victims.
Is it glorification or is it covering the story?
You know what? At some points, it's glorification. Covering the story, what about the victims? You know, well, how are their families taking it? You know, I understand that we want to respect some privacy, but, you know, let's look at, let's show, like, okay, these little kids, you know, what were they doing? How were their lives? Let's talk about them, you know, in terms of the president.
They showed them, though. They I don't know, man. I've heard people say this point that you're making right now, but I've heard them, you know, every parent that wanted to speak. Some of the parents don't want to talk. They just lost their kids.
And I can respect that. I really can respect
talk.
That.
So ain't nothing to talk about with them. They don't want to talk to the motherfucking cameras. The little kids, I mean, they're only six, so it ain't like they got Facebook pages and you can really drum up a whole bunch of shit about them. You know, they were babies. I mean, they had just started life.
And that's
that
the point, exactly. A lot of these people that go out and do these kind of crimes and stuff like that, that's just what they want. That's just what they want. They want the afterlife, so to speak, you know, after they're gone, like people going to talk about me. Don't give them that set of they dead and gone. Okay, you did all this, and now fuck you. We're going to focus on these people right here. I mean, why we need to go digging into the wonder why he did it, whatever. It's not going to – it can't go back and prevent it from happening. It's been happened. He was just an asshole. He did some shitty-ass stuff.
Yeah, I guess so. Well – thanks for calling into the show. We got to get ready to wrap it up. I'm coming up on the end of the hour. Thanks for being patient. Thanks for hanging out with me this long and being patient until I got all the way down. I went in the order that the calls came in. I didn't skip anybody. So that's basically how I did it.
Absolutely.
All right. Thanks. All right.
All right.
All right. So. My bad. I cut my mic off instead of the call. You know it's been a long 2 hours. Again, Shouts out to everybody who called into the show. Shouts out to everybody who listened to this podcast. Shouts out to everybody who's listening to this live. It was a good discussion. It's a discussion that needed to be held. You know what I'm saying? I always, whenever I have talk segments about serious stuff like this, you know, I like to, you know, let people, you know, have their say. I mean, you know, I think maybe only one person that wanted to talk hung up and they weren't even on the line longer than 5 minutes. But if you call K100, you know, you're going to be on the line longer than 5 minutes if you want to talk, especially during the talk segment, because I like to give people a chance to express their opinion. But be that as it may, I really thank everybody for calling into the show and really hanging out with me. I just want to end it in just, again, a couple of things. President, good job. I like the speech. I'm glad you came down to the city. I have no problem with it. I just brought it up because I heard other people on another talk show on AM radio that had it was just like they made a big deal about it. But I don't have no problem with the president going there. You know, to me, that was a good thing. And that's what a leader does. I'm not tripping on that. You know what I'm saying? Because he didn't go to one thing. He went to that. It doesn't matter. Those kids are dead and he went. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, but I did bring it up because I know there is issue. There are people who take issue with it. So that's why I brought it up. It's all about the discussion. But I do want to make sure that you guys understand my point. As tragic as it was about these kids, it's tragic when any child dies, and it's equally tragic. Just like we feel anger and outrage when somebody comes and kills a couple of little kids in school and kindergarten. I mean, you think it doesn't outrage a family who's just sitting in their little hut or their home, in their own little hut, in the protection of their own home, and it gets blown to smithereens and they die just because two huts down is a terrorist, quote unquote, if that's even what you want to call that person. Even if they are, what does it have to do with a person, you know, two huts down, you know? So death of a child is bad no matter where in the world it happens, okay? No matter where it happens, how it happens. Drone strike, AK-47, or AR-15 at school. Neither one of those is right. We should be equally mad about both of them and hold people accountable, even when the people is our government. And also, last but not least, no, two more things. Mental illness, no excuse for doing any kind of crime. Give him the chair. Mentally ill? Well, you ain't gonna mentally feel this shit when I stick this needle up your damn arm with your crazy ass. Oh yeah. Stop blaming hip hop for shit. It's bad enough y'all don't want to buy the shit. You want to enjoy it for free. Everybody wants to download free shit. You want to party to it and dance to it. Don't want to pay for shit. They want to pay for all the hard work people put in. But then some shit go wrong. Then you want to blame it on top of that. Probably was bad taste that I used gunshots as I'm talking about this tragedy. I could say that's bad taste. I could. But this is K100 Radio. And you've been tuned in to that, to us, to this. This is what we do. So, again, really tragic, though. Really tragic, man. I think that I thought about that all. I let my son play Black Ops, and I think I'm going to ruin his Christmas. I don't think I'm going to get him the new Black Ops because of this. Because it really made me think, like, you know, maybe I shouldn't let my son play Black Ops. I'm probably corrupting his brain. So I'm probably not going to – he's probably not going to get the one gift he wanted Black Ops 2 for, you know, because he plays Black Ops, the first one, and he wanted the new Black Ops. And I don't think I'm going to get it for him because maybe it's not the right thing to be letting him play. It did, it just as a parent, as somebody who has kids and, you know what I'm saying, really does love his kids, man. You know what I'm saying? Heart goes out to those people, man. That was horrible. That was horrible. And, I hope the guy burns in hell. You know, if you don't like that, I'm not praying for him. I'm not praying for his soul. I'm not praying for him and his family. I can give a shit about them. K100 Internet Radio.